Only the highest office in the land seemed to have survived unscathed. Edward III, once the glamorous, invincible warrior, was now an aging father to a fragile nation. Still, the royal succession seemed secure. Edward's son, the Black Prince, the heir to the throne, was already a legendary hero. But then, against all expectation, the picture changed. The Black Prince succumbed to dysentery in 1376, and a year later, the old king himself finally expired. And so the crown passed to Edward's grandson, Richard of Bordeaux. A boy king called upon before his time, Richard was ruler in name only. Everyone knew that his uncle, John of Gaunt, worked the real levers of power. Richard's coronation was orchestrated by John of Gaunt as a festival of loyalty, a statement of faith in the undimmed future of England's glory. There had been no coronation for half a century, but the mix of solemnity and festivity never failed to work its spell. Knights of the Shire rode in from all over England to witness the spectacle.